Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when a person is committing sin, and this is our nature, every human being is a sinner. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that kullu bani adam khata'un wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun, or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every human being by nature is going to commit sin, is going to violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to transgress. It is in his nature. Look at our Adam alayhi salam forefather. You know, this fault or default is from the beginning. Right? He has committed sin, mistake, by mistake, whatever it was, but it was wrong. He has transgressed. Command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't eat this fruit, don't go nearby this tree. And he went somehow. Right? So we are the children of Adam. No one can claim that I am innocent and I don't commit sin. I have control over myself. No. It is not true. Only Anbiya alayhim salam, we believe that they are masoom, they are protected by Allah. They are masoom. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the arrangement for them. That's why only one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, every human being since he's born, he has the shaitan and devil also born with him. And that particular shaitan and devil remains with him until he dies. He doesn't leave him. Every human being sitting over here has one shaitan and devil with him. Definitely. We believe in words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the angel also for every human being, whether it's a believer or non-believer. So angel, and that's why the ayat of the Quran we hear always, kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. These are the two angels. Right side is kiraman, left side is katibin, and they are sitting since we are born. Wherever we go, whatever we do, these angels are there constantly. So whatever good action we do, right side of the angel kiraman writes it. And when you commit the sin, then left side of the angel, Katibin, writes it down. And it comes in the revival, my brothers and sisters, we have to appreciate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that between these two angels, Kiraman and Katibin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in charge of the right side of the angel. Kiraman is the supervisor, is the controller, is the decision maker. And the left side of the angel who is writing the sin is under control of this boss of the right side. So when a person is doing anything good, immediately the right side angel writes down. He doesn't have to ask or get permission from anyone. He is independent. He has that authority. He has that power. But if a person is committing sin, this is the duty of the writing to the left-hand side angel, Katibin. But he cannot just write it down immediately. He has to ask permission from the right side of the angel, Kiraman. He says, boss, I saw he's committed sin. Can I write it? Right side angel says, no, hold on. Don't write right now. He might repent. He might make sincere tawbah. He might do some good action. Wait. So he doesn't allow him to write the sin same time. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving you chance to rectify your mistakes, to repent sincerely, to make tawbah, to correct yourself. Do something good. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily good actions erase and delete and remove the bad action. That's why it is encouraged that whenever we commit sin, knowingly, unknowingly, deliberately, unintentionally, when we realize, don't remain on that. This is one of the beauty of the believer, that he does not remain on the wrong. The moment he realizes that, like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the moment he realized that I made a mistake, immediately he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not wait. Immediately he raised his hand and he cried, Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana, وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the first dua came out from the mouth of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed exact word of the dua of Adam alayhi salam in the Holy Quran. Why? So we, the children of Adam are going to commit sin. Definitely. So this is the tool for us. That as our forefather made this dua and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this particular verse, which was obviously ilham by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Adam alayhi salam, that to Adam, you have done wrong. Now you speak this word out. You apologize with this particular phrase to me. The words also taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say this words, if you apologize with this sentence, then I will forgive you. Rabbana ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O Allah, we have oppressed ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you cannot forgive us and have mercy upon us, we are disaster, we are lost. Right? So, it shows in this particular word the humbleness of the human being. And he is admitting directly, immediately, O Allah, I have oppressed myself upon myself by transgressing your command. When a person is committing sin, is not harming anyone else but himself. The consequences of the sin, he or she has to face on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And there are consequences of good actions, and there are consequences of the bad actions. When a person has good action, he does good amal, then he feels it in the heart, the sukoon, the tranquility, the peace. You can just try it. Read some chapter of the Holy Quran, make some zikrullah, you will feel it in your heart, tranquility. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Rajj, that Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will find the tranquility in your heart. So, what I was saying, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person is committing sin, one black spot comes on his heart. If he repents, then Allah forgives and erases that black spot from his heart. But if he does not repent, he does not make sincere tawbah, keep on committing sin after sin, unmindfully, regardless and careless, you know, doesn't care, then stop slowly by slowly, dot by dot, his entire heart become dark. Stop, you know, increasing the spots, black spot on his heart, so entire heart becomes dark. Now when the heart is dark, room is dark, you cannot see right and wrong, you cannot imagine which one is harmful, which one is beneficial, because it's all dark. You cannot differentiate. That person whose heart becomes dark because of the sins, excessive sins, then he does any haram thing so easily. He doesn't care because he cannot see the difference. And that's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he recited, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila jasamikum wala ki yanzuru ila qulubikum amalikum." Oh, kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah does not look how beautiful, handsome you look outwardly, how handsome you are. Allah doesn't care. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was black, but he was so elevated, his state in paradise. Rasulullah heard his footstep in paradise while he was walking in the gullies of Madina. Life. That was the elevation because of the good actions, because of his taqwa, because of his righteousness, because his iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't look at your faces, not over your bodies. How bodybuilder you are. No, Allah doesn't care about all those things. Allah look at your heart, how clean your heart, and how good actions you are doing. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Shaitan, as I said, Shaitan is sitting on your heart, and he has a long trunk, and he's just sitting on the heart. When he sees the heart is occupied with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot inject anything. He removes his trunk from there. but he finds the person's heart is not making zikrullah, is doing something else. At that time, in the ghafla, in unawareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan has chance and ability to inject the wasawis in your heart. That's why in Surah An-Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayat, yuwaswisu fi suduri nas min al jinnati wan nas. He is whispering and injecting wasawis in your heart, whether it's shaitan or insan. So we have to seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the injection, from the wasawis of the shaitan. And my brothers and sisters, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُهُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept any heart which is polluted by the sin. Before you go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning before you die, you have to make sure your heart is clean and pure as it was granted to you in the beginning when you were born. When a child is innocent, he has no blemish on his heart. Likewise, our heart is the amanat. We have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us clean and pure. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us, Allah inna fil jasad mudghatun fa idha salaha salaha al jasad kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasad kullu Allah wa hiya al qalb aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That beware, you have one flesh of blood, a flesh in your body, one portion of the flesh in your body. If that flesh is correct and proper and clean, entire body will function pure. Because when heart is clean, a person cannot commit sin through his eye, person cannot commit sin through his ear, person cannot commit sin through his tongue. Because his heart is clean, heart has a power, heart has a control, and it is controlling all the organs of the bodies. It doesn't allow any organ to go wrong or to do anything wrong. But if the heart is corrupted, is dark, is polluted, then the eyes is going to commit sin, is independent, ear is going to commit sin, and tongue is going to commit sin. Because heart doesn't have control, because it's so weak because of the sin. So my brothers and sisters, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to clean our heart from jealousy, enmity, hatred. All these are the disease of the heart. As we have disease of the heart physically, you know, we have heart disease, heart, so many problems, and we are taking so many medicine to correct our heart, to keep our physical heart strong. Likewise, we have to make sure all the disease of the heart, which is a spiritual disease, ruhani bimariya, we have to clean and we have to remove all that from the heart also. So heart can be spiritually also clean. And when you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, please.